Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. James 1:13 says that God cannot be tempted by evil, but in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was clearly tempted not just once, but three separate times by Satan when he was led up into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. The claim then exists that since Jesus was tempted by evil, he cannot be God. Josh, explain to our listeners how these passages reconcile with one another.
This is a fairly easy answer here. It's a good question, and I can see how those two things could look like they're at odds with each other. But James 1:13 says that God cannot be tempted with evil, and that's true. We have a God in heaven who does not do evil, does not cause evil, cannot even be tempted with evil. So that's a true statement. And then we have Matthew 4 where Jesus was tempted to sin. He was not tempted in his divine nature. He was tempted in his human nature. So that's the answer to that. He came down from heaven, was born of a virgin, lived amongst us, and was tempted in like manner as us, to sympathize with us, to understand what we go through. That's what the book of Hebrews says, that in all like manner, he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. So in order to understand us, to sympathize with us, to know what we're going through, to be a mediator that is sympathetic to us, looking down on us and saying, I know what they're going through. I know how hard it is down there to be tempted by Satan, to be tempted by the flesh, to be tempted in every way. He understands that, and he sympathizes with us in that, in the flesh, in his body. He was tempted, and the miracle of that, the glory of that, the blessing of that is that he was without sin, not one sin at all. So he overcome. Where we fail, he overcame. Where we give in, he didn't give in. That's Matthew 4, three times, very hard. I mean, it's just the lowest and hardest of temptations that anybody could ever face. After 40 days of fasting, at his weakest, he's still overcome. So we can trust him. We can rely on him. We know he cares for us. We know he understands us because he came and was entirely without sin. So that's how you reconcile those two things, and I hope that gives you a better understanding of those two passages.
Thank you, Josh. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westmbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @WestEnd Baptist Church.